94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's Great Southwest, presents Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay.
This is something I'm pretty excited to learn about just by the name of the event, Santa on Skates, and Marilyn and Lee are going to tell us all about it. Hi.
Hello.
How you doing? I'm doing good. Yourself?
I'm good, too. I'm excited to hear about this. I kept looking at my schedule of events that I was chatting about, and I'm like, Santa on Skates. That's fun. You guys are actually with Amy's Angels. That's what the organization is called, right?
Correct.
Lee, you were here before. You had a basketball tournament, right?
Yep, we did the basketball tournament last year. It's an annual tournament.
How'd it go?
Went great. We raised
around $4,000.
$4,000, yeah.
Very good. So I guess for anyone who is unfamiliar with what Amy's Angels is, I want to start there. So first of all, when did you get started? What's it all about?
We got started about seven years ago. Upon tragic events, we lost Amy, and we decided to take tragedy and turn it into triumph. Mm-hmm. And with that being said, we started Amy's Angels, and Amy's Angels is geared towards helping families that are in need, kids that are going through some kind of crisis, such as losing a family member or, you know, cancer, anything like that. And we try to help pick up pieces and help them out in any way, shape, or form that we can. Mm-hmm. So
very good.
This year, we also tried to reach out to families who aren't in need as much. We in the community, we kind of expand ourselves a little bit. So we're starting to sponsor some of our youth sporting events. I know it's some families have a hard time, or just a little easier for them if we can pick up that tab for them. So we sponsor, I think it's 10 kids a year now. Okay. For rocket football, cheerleading, My Way wrestling programs, summer baseball, softball, and things like that.
Sounds to me like if it's youth-based, family-based, if someone's in need, you'll try to help it out.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm curious if you could tell me a little bit more about Amy for maybe a background. Where was she from?
Amy's family is from Dowagiac. She went to school in Hartford. I can't even sum it up in words what kind of a person she was. She was a wonderful person. She was giving. When it came to kids, that's why we're so geared towards kids, because when it came to them, she was willing to help them out in any way that she could. I mean, she was like a mom to every child that she ever met. Just so many good things about her and so many great memories. Mm-hmm. She's definitely missed every single day.
And this is a way to keep the legacy kind of going for her.
Absolutely.
And how many, I guess, members are involved in Amy's Angels?
We have 8 core members.
Oh, wow.
We do.
So 8 of you guys make a lot of this stuff come together.
We do.
Besides the Santa on Skates events that we're going to talk about, what other things do you do throughout the year?
We have the basketball tournaments in March every year. We do have a golf outing, which is right around June, July every year. And we do have...
We do our Thanksgiving baskets, actually. We just did those last week, and mm-hmm. with Thanksgiving, and we were able to help out 30 families.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We also do, Santa on Skates.
Yep.
We also, last year, I think it was 45 kids that we were able to buy for Christmas, so they had something to open up on Christmas Day. So
fantastic.
Yeah, it gives you a warm feeling when you know you can help somebody out when they're in need.
We also do fundraising events for families in need. So if they need a special item to help their child throughout the day or make life easier for them, we have fundraisers to purchase those items for them.
There you go. So that's a good point, though. If maybe somebody's listening and maybe they know somebody that needs the help or could use the help or could use, I guess, your 8 group support team, what's the easiest way to get a hold of you guys?
We have our website. It's myamysangels.org. It has links to our email, so you could send us an email, and it actually goes to everybody in the group. And we are very quick to respond and reach out to you. If we're capable of doing it, we try to help.
You also have a great Facebook page, right? I think I've seen you on Facebook before.
Yeah, sure do.
Okay, so myamysangels.org.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and next thing I wanted to jump into was Santa on Skates.
Woohoo.
Who thought of this?
You know, I think this actually started with Amy's husband, James. This was something that he kind of came together. He was with us in the first few years. Mm-hmm. You know, change of events. He still helps when he can, but this was his idea. And he just one day decided, you know what, I'm going to get a hold of the owner at Ramona's, and they've always been very helpful with accommodating us. And the owners of Ramona's actually dress up as Santa and
so
Mrs.
it's
Claus.
The owners that are Santa and yes, not just Santa, but Mrs. Claus.
Mrs. Claus, yes.
So I have to ask, this might be rude, but I'm going to ask it anyways. Is a Santa round and jolly? Because I want to see a round and jolly Santa on skates.
Not quite.
Yeah, not quite.
He's in good shape. He's in good shape, Santa. He's,
well, yeah. All that skating, he figured.
What does he, does he actually wear the whole Santa suit and does she wear the whole Mrs. suit?
Yes, yeah.
He does, and he comes out on roller skates.
They play
skate,
the part,
so.
Yeah.
Do they skate alongside you, put on a show? What's the setup for
they
that?
They will actually sit in the middle of the rink and they will let the kids come up and sit on their lap. And
got it.
Usually they have a bag and hand out a piece of candy. So
okay.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
All right, so let's talk about it. It's actually happening this Friday. That's real soon. But familiar with Ramona's, maybe you're not. Can you tell me where that is? And
Ramona's is located right downtown Sister Lakes. If you've ever been to Sister Lakes, you cannot miss Ramona's.
Okay. Probably just put Ramona's into Google. You'll find it just fine.
Yeah.
Are you going to skate, Lee?
I do not skate.
What the heck? Are you going to dress up like Santa?
No, maybe an elf. But
what's your duty on Friday?
Just to make sure everything's going smooth, help clean up the place, and probably assist any injured kids.
There you go. I like
we'll
it.
We'll have a few of those.
So let's talk about, I guess this is a really good deal, too. It's just $5.
Yeah.
And that includes what?
That includes your skate rental, and you also get a raffle ticket for the prizes that we bring in. So
Okay. Yep. So who's been busy out and collecting? All of you guys collect items for
we
the
all
raffle?
Take turns, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you said this year some of the hot items are things like gift certificates, gift cards, probably to local restaurants and businesses, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Anything that I should look out for that's like you would want?
You know, like I said, gift prizes. I know that we were actually going to take some backpacks and stuff them full with some pretty cool stuff this year for the kids. So
it's $5 to get in and also purchase your raffle ticket with. Can I buy more raffle tickets while I'm there as well? Is that an option?
I don't see why it wouldn't be. I don't see why
it
wouldn't
be. Did I just make something up for you?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Like, I really want to buy some prizes. Can I buy more raffle tickets, you know?
Usually we do the one so everybody kind of gets a chance to win
Fair.
Something.
I understand.
Yeah.
Okay, so what time does this kick off?
5 to 7 p.m.
Does it matter what time we show up?
5 o'clock would probably be...
We don't want you to miss
time.
That on any of the raffles. So
okay, gotcha. So you guys do it throughout the 2 hours?
Yep, throughout the event.
Okay. And then is there pictures with Santa or are we just going to go visit with them and Mrs. Claus? I keep forgetting about his wife.
They don't personally take pictures, but we'll take a few for our website.
Got it.
And then, of course, the moms and dads can take as many as they'd like of them.
Okay. So is it open? It's been so long since I've been skating. Like, describe to me, is it open skate? Is there music? What is the
vibe
here?
They have music, and then they have a few games that they play with the kids, and of course, there's the limbo and
you keep saying kids, but this is
adults as well. We look forward to seeing you there on skates.
Any age is welcome,
so it's very kid friendly though. It's more geared toward kids, of course, as you guys like to do. What is, I guess, typical for this? You've been doing it for quite a few years now, right? How many people will show up? How much do you normally raise from this one?
It varies every year. It's not our biggest fundraiser, but we keep doing it because it's so much fun for the kids that do come out and show up, you know. But we've ran into, I don't want to use the word conflict, but other things being scheduled because it's so close to the holidays.
Oh, yeah,
so,
definitely. Yeah. I'm just curious, too. I mean, this is, like, really awesome to see that there's, like, the 8 members that make all these events come together and then, of course, find the sources to give what you raise to. I guess I'm just kind of curious as to why both of you continue to make this happen and what's your passion for it and why might you encourage other people to just take place in helping in any way that they can with, if you know, even something like this.
I personally love helping the children in need. We don't help as many adults, but the children, I think they're still at the point where they're innocent and they don't need to see the struggles that their parents go through. They should still be enjoying life, and especially some of the kids we help are terminal. So if we can make their time here as enjoyable as possible and they spend as much time with their families as they can, and so that their families don't have to go out and do what we're doing. So if we can assist them to make life as memorable and enjoyable as I can as the time they're here, that's what I do it for.
Well said. I mean, that's especially going into the holidays and going into Christmas. It's always just heartbreaking to know that. I mean, I grew up and had a great Christmas every morning, but to think that that would have ever been different and that Santa maybe didn't come to my house and you don't understand why. Those are just some of the things that you're able to do. As you said, how many, I guess, families or kids did you give gifts to last year?
Last year it was 45 kids.
45 kids were able to wake up and know that Santa came to their house because of the help that you guys had or gave them. Yeah. And otherwise, the easiest way that you can help them help the kids that they're helping is just by going to skate with Santa and his wife, Mrs. Claus, this Friday. So let's do just a general recap really quick. It's for Amy's Angels. Do you have this listed on your website?
We do.
Okay, so it's myamiesangels.org. Mm-hmm. That is always where you can find more details on this event and going forward and learn about Amy. I think you have something nice on there, right? Right?
Yeah.
Okay, and then this Friday, the event is Santa on Skates. I don't know why that is so funny to me, but just envisioning it. Santa on Skates. You said he'll actually be hanging out in the middle. Kids can skate right up to both of them and greet them and say hello and tell them what they want for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
$5 gets me what?
$5 will get you in the door. It will get you skate rental, and it'll get you a raffle for some really cool prizes.
Very good. So $5, that's it. Get there at 5. It's happening from 5 to 7. Again, Ramona's and Sister Lakes. And really quickly, Lee, when are you planning the basketball tournament? Will you come back and see me?
I will come back and see you for sure. It'll be towards the end of March. Do you actually have a date yet?
Is that when it's actually happening?
Yes.
Okay. Yep, so. But teams start to get registered pretty early, right?
Yes.
So let's plan for early February.
Sounds good to me. Yeah, we'll come February. We'll get our website set up so you can register online.
There you go.
Things like that.
So just be watching the website. Again, myamiesangels.org. And this gives you plenty of time to get your basketball skills ready to roll by March.
Yeah, tweak them. Tweak your basketball skills.
Get your team together.
Yeah.
All right, well, it's been great chatting with both of you. Thanks for coming to tell me all about it, and thanks for doing what you do.
Thank you so much.
Got something to say with Lindsay K. If you'd like to get your group or organization on Lindsay's schedule, email letstalk@wsjm.com. Got something to say with Lindsay K. From News Talk 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.